and welcome back to A World Without, with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without temperature.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Right, so I think first off we need to clarify what we actually mean by a world without temperature.
I hate that we have to do this so often. What does this even mean? It's horrible. It's like, why can't it just be a world without cheese or something that's just obvious, you know?
Very obvious. No more cheese anymore, guys.
No more cheese, it's gone.
Because, like, is it just that we can't feel temperature?
I don't know.
Or that things just don't have a temperature? Because one is just, like, our experience. One's, I think, like, pretty cataclysmic to the entire structure of the universe, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, most things are, yeah.
Because if without temperature, if they didn't have temperature, like, things couldn't be like gas, liquid and solid, right? Like that's,
it's like, what is it? Like, it's not like we're saying the temperature is zero, we're saying there is no temperature, it's null.
Yeah.
Like, what does that even mean? Like
no, exactly. So I feel like we maybe have to go more down the route of like, we can't feel temperature, we can't experience temperature as people,
right? Like, right.
Because I think that's the only way I can wrap my head around it. Because otherwise, it's like, what?
Interesting. Okay, see, so I have actually got a slightly different angle towards it, maybe, than that we can't feel it.
Okay, go on.
Mine is more that there's just, like, there is only one temperature, and that is it, and it never goes up or down. Thus, temperature as a measurement is pointless now, because it just is.
Yeah, I've definitely thought about it in that way as well. But then the question is, what's the temperature?
Yes, the answer is yes to that question.
Okay, 0, 20, 100. Like, what are we talking?
But yeah, what would be your perfect temperature for the air outside? Let's go with that first.
21 degrees C, which is, for Americans, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, roughly.
Oh, lovely. I'd go with that too. 21, beautiful.
It is the perfect temperature. I mean, you can go a couple of degrees either side. 23, fine. 20, fine. But that is 21. Oh, there is nothing better than a 21 degree day.
And of course, now in this world, though, you can't go a few degrees either side.
No, no, you can't. But I mean, if it ended up being 1 or 2 degrees either side, I'd be fine with that. But 21 is what I'm hoping for.
Okay. Nice, yeah. I did actually look up what the average temperature of the universe is, because I thought maybe...
Of the universe?
Of the whole universe, right? Like, what would that end up being? Because that's probably, if temperature was to stop, everything would just kind of equal out to be the average temperature, right? Maybe?
Yeah.
And it is 2.73 Kelvin, which I didn't know what that meant, and I'm sure most people won't.
It's pretty low.
But yeah, it's -270 degrees Celsius or -450 degrees Fahrenheit. So very, very deadly. Space is cold, I guess.
Yeah.
Brings everything else down with it. So maybe let's pick our own for this.
Yeah. Well, the average temperature of Earth, according to me just Googling it this second, is 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, which isn't actually too bad. I could get along with that.
It's a bit more than your 2 or 3 either side, though, but
yeah,
it's livable.
15 is a mild day. That's fine.
It's mild. You're right. You're right.
You're not too cold on a 15 degree day. I think you could just about wear a t-shirt on 15 degrees.
Yeah, I think so. As long as there's no wind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I don't know how that gets affected with this, but probably it's probably fine.
Let's not get into it. I'm sure it's going to have some really big issues. Isn't wind basically just caused by different temperature pressure things.
I think it's caused by it, and it also then affects it as well. It feels colder, you get the wind chill, you get, you know, all of this stuff. Let's just push that aside.
Let's just forget about wind for a second.
So we're basically saying like a Goldilocks situation, right? We want everything to be just right.
Yeah, but that's only good for like, oh yeah, it's nice out. I think it's pretty bad for lots of other stuff though.
Oh yeah, big time.
People talk about the ice caps melting and all this and global warming. Well, if everywhere was that temperature, I think that ice has gone pretty quickly. 21 degrees? Arctic's not surviving that.
Yeah, but there's no... The global warming, it's not warming anymore.
It's not warming, but it all just very quickly got warm.
But now it's not anymore, so global warming solved, right?
Yes, technically.
It's no longer warming. It's stopped.
But climate change hasn't, because the climate changed quite abruptly, I would say.
True, but yeah, again, it will not continue to change.
No. But I think it's going to have some bad effects, surely.
I'm just trying to go at the angle that we could say, this podcast has solved global warming. I want that written on the poster, you know?
Okay, that's perfect. We'll go with that then. I will say, I do think, and hear me out here, because what I'm about to say is going to sound insane.
Okay, I'm prepared. I was already prepared, let's be honest. Yep, go ahead.
I think temperature is a hoax.
Wow, you've surprised me despite warning me.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that. I'm just saying, experientially, from me living in this world, someone's lying somewhere.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
When I was in Australia, I distinctly remember it being 13 degrees. So again, for Americans, about 55 degrees Fahrenheit, mm-hmm. which isn't warm by any stretch of the imagination, but definitely wouldn't be considered like freezing. And I was freezing. And I swear... I could see my breath. I absolutely am certain of it. And I was so cold and I could not possibly believe it's 13 degrees. Like, it felt like zero.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously I get that that's relative because generally the days were like 30, 35 degrees or whatever. You know, like, what's that? Like 86, 90 degrees Fahrenheit?
I don't know. We're not going to be able to keep converting it the entire way.
Americans just get on board, right?
Google it.
But then when I was in Canada, I remember it being -1, so like below freezing. And being, like, warm. And again, I know it's relative because it had generally been, like, -20, like, really, really cold. But I was walking in a T-shirt in -1, being like, oh, what a lovely day. Someone is lying somewhere.
What was your breath saying in Canada?
I don't remember seeing it. See, it doesn't make any sense.
You saw no breath.
I didn't see any breath. Someone is lying.
In Australia, what were you eating?
I don't even know how to answer that question. food? I mean...
Okay, no, just... I'm wondering if there's something that caused your breath to be, perhaps, which way round would it be? Hotter or colder? Maybe cold, yeah. If you eat cold ice cream, right, you can kind of, like, dragon, like, make your breath cold.
Oh, isn't it just relative to the temperature around you?
Yeah, I think so.
So if I'd eaten something really cold, maybe I'd just had some ice cream. Maybe that is the solution. But even, ignore the breath thing. Experientially for me, I swear, one of them was hotter than the other, and it was the wrong way around.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you did say maybe it's all relative to the recent temperature. Your body had gotten used to something, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to put it down to being a hoax then, after your evidence.
So maybe temperature already doesn't exist.
Well, you're saying that it isn't what they say it is.
Yeah, I guess so. It does exist, but someone's lying about it.
You're saying they're just fudging the numbers a bit.
Yeah, they're bad at measuring it, at least.
Well, I mean, come on, we can all agree that the weather report, they're terrible at getting that right all the time, for everything, right? They're always like, oh, it's going to be raining tomorrow, and then it's not. And then, oh, it's going to be bright and sunny all week, and then it snows the next day. Like, the weather has gotten worse, in my opinion, the weather report.
It has, hasn't it? And the thing is, I get that predicting the future is probably a difficult task. Fine.
Probably.
What I cannot understand is when they get the current weather wrong. I have looked before and it said that it is not raining whilst it is raining. Look outside. You don't need fancy satellites and things like that to know what the weather is currently. Just look out the window, mate.
That's the trouble. They've bought the big satellite and now they want to get their money's worth of it.
Yeah, just use your eye. The old-fashioned way does fine with the current one.
Do you remember, though, that we are still able to look out the window too? Like, we're the ones trying to go on the weather thing to find out what it currently is when we could also look out the window.
It's not that I'm going on there to check what the current weather is. It's okay, like I go on there to see what it's going to be later, but then I see that it's not even got the current weather right. So it's like, well, what's even the point in looking at this?
It does not fill you with confidence, does it, when it's incredibly wrong currently?
You're wrong at the current time. I don't trust your ability to predict in the future.
I think what we need, every weather app at least, needs like a little how did we do button, you know, where you can say it's correct or it's wrong. Or, hang on, let's just take this bigger here. Let's crowdsource the current weather at least, right? And just enough people just sort of tell their phone what the current weather is. If everybody kind of agrees enough, it just kind of says it. Why are they even bothering telling us what the weather is now when it can just be done easily?
Similar to like Google Maps, where you can be like, oh, there's an accident currently here.
Exactly.
We could just do that, I guess.
Perfect. I like it. I think that's what it should be. And then they don't get it wrong because they're not even trying, but other people can just kind of grouply tell you, and that's a word, tell you what the weather currently is right now near you.
Great.
Anyway, what was the question? Oh, a hoax. It's all wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure there's some explanation that a scientist could give you as to why that happened, but maybe they're in on the hoax too.
But it's also the exact same thing as, like, I swear, like, 30 degrees in the UK feels way hotter than 30 degrees does, like, when you're on holiday.
This is true. I get there's humidity, right? We've got to factor humidity into the equation here.
I don't care. Factor humidity in all you like. It is way worse being in the UK when it's hot than it is being somewhere else when it's hot.
Yeah, it is.
Explain that to me, science.
Yeah, science with your numbers.
With your fancy numbers and your Celsiuses. Someone is lying to me, and I'm glad we can get rid of the whole charade.
I agree. Down with science, I think. Is that what we're saying? Or weather? Or...
Oh, don't love that as a tagline to the podcast.
It's fine. We solved global warming. It's good. We're in people's good books.
Yeah. Okay, good. It would get rid of the whole Celsius, Fahrenheit and Kelvin, I guess, debate. Like, we wouldn't have to bother with that anymore.
Yeah, definitely. Because, yeah, so here in England, I'm assuming in most of Europe, I think it's Celsius. Is it just America that's Fahrenheit?
I literally think it's, like, America and, like, two other random countries, like, I don't know,
right.
Sierra Leone or something like that. I think it's literally just, like, three countries use Fahrenheit.
Interesting. Because even now, I'm looking at the formula to convert from Celsius to Fahrenheit, but it's no good to me. Because I can't do it on the fly. You take your Celsius number. So it's let's say it's, what, right now it's probably about 8 degrees outside here in England. Take that.
Yeah.
Times it by 9/5, which, all right, nah, I've given up at this point already. And then you add 32 on it as well, which also just feels weird, right? So yeah, I don't know. I can't tell you what the Fahrenheit is. It's such an awkward conversion.
The conversion definitely awkward, but I do have to give a little bit of defense to Americans and their Fahrenheit. It does make sense in, like, the human experience. That's the way I always can kind of vaguely know what a temperature is in Fahrenheit. Because, yeah. Like, basically, 0 is really cold and 100 is really hot.
Yes, it is. So, and that, what is it? 0 is about minus 20 degrees Celsius and 100 is nearly 40-ish. So it's kind of that range from minus 20 to 40.
And that is pretty accurate because, like, I think the coldest I've ever been in is minus 20 and the warmest I've ever been in is 40. So it is actually pretty bang on the human experience.
Yeah.
My main issue with it, though, is that 50, which should be medium temperature, is 10 degrees, which I think is quite cold.
Oh, that's below your 21 desire.
That's way below. Because 20, I'd say, is, or maybe even like 18 or something, is like a medium temperature.
Yeah.
But that's like 65 or something like that. So they fudged the numbers a little bit there. I think they went a little cold.
I think they've gone too cold. I think most places don't need to go all the way down to, again, in Celsius, 0 Fahrenheit is negative 20. That is a little bit too much. Yeah. Maybe go to like minus 10, minus 5 or something like that.
Although you say that, I feel like the most extreme temperatures you get in the world are like what? Maybe like 50 degrees C, like in the hottest place, and like minus 40 in like Antarctica you can get and stuff.
Yeah, maybe we go from minus 50 to positive 50. Maybe that's a...
Yeah.
And then water still freezes bang on in the middle at 0, and at least you know that, you know?
Hey, there we go.
Because that's the thing, right? You're right. Fahrenheit, I think, does make more sense when we're talking about the outside temperature
weather.
And weather and things. Exactly.
Yeah.
You only need to worry about Celsius if you're boiling or freezing water.
Yeah.
I can't really see why it would make sense to do it any other way. Fahrenheit, you also get better granularity as well, that there's more numbers to describe what you're trying to say, you know?
Yeah.
So that helps too.
Because I also think it's just what you're used to, because I was also going to say, like, Fahrenheit's useless when you get outside the realm of humans. Like, I don't know, like an oven goes to, what, like 450? But then Celsius is just it's still just an arbitrary number, like 220 degrees.
Yeah, it's still big. And once you go above thinking about, at least for me, 100 degrees Celsius is boiling temperature, like 200 degrees Celsius. I can't imagine.
It's double boiling, mate. It's double boiling. Everyone knows that.
It's double boiling. It boiled twice. Yeah. Like, what does that mean? Like, yeah. I can't imagine that anyway. It's weird.
Yeah. Do you prefer being too hot or too cold?
Ooh, good question. I prefer being too cold.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I mean, in the sense of if I've got the ability to go and grab something to wrap up warm.
No, but this is what people always say. Oh, too cold, you can always wrap up warm. When it's hot, you can't take your skin off or whatever.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I just mean, like, if you have to sit in one of the temperatures, if you have to be too cold or if you have to be too warm, I think being cold is so much worse. So much worse.
I mean, I don't know, because I feel like... So our body is able to react to both of those things, right? If you're too hot, you sweat to try and cool you back down. And if you're too cold, your body just, your heart goes quicker and you just sort of,
yeah,
be hotter. I don't really know what happens there. Like,
me neither.
But your body tries to warm you up a bit. Yeah, you use more fuel up or whatever. But yeah, I do still feel like, as long as it's a comparable like difference between too hot and too cold, you're not saying like, you know, boiling or... -2 degrees or something, you're saying like something relative to each other, then yeah, I think I would rather sit in a room that's a bit too cold than be in a room that's a bit too hot. Still, even if I've got no blankets or no cooling drinks or whatever, if I'm just sat there naked, am I naked?
I don't care. I preferably not.
That's probably the safest answer you could have given, because that depends as well. Hey, if I'm sat on some kind of leather seat, then I would definitely rather it be too cold, because oh
cold leather, are you joking? That's horrible to sit down on. That
what, sticky wet hot sweaty leather? No thanks.
I just can't stand being cold. You know when you like cold through to your like bones and you can feel it through your entire body? I absolutely hate that feeling so much.
Yeah,
I'd rather be a sweaty puddle any day.
Good. Yeah, I think you'd make a good sweaty puddle, actually.
I do, actually. I make a great sweaty puddle.
It would suit you, so I can see why you'd think that.
Because the thing is, I am actually quite a sweaty person as well, so you'd think I wouldn't like being too hot because I sweat too much, but I think I'm just used to it at this point. Just embrace it.
Yeah, you've embraced your sweat.
Yeah.
You're aiming to be a sweaty puddle.
Yeah, me being too hot is worse for people around me, sure.
Yeah.
But me being too cold is worse for me.
I think in this scenario, we're on our own in a room, right?
Ideally, yeah, yeah.
Interesting that as well, isn't it? About like, so we are warm-blooded and then there are also cold-blooded animals and things out there. Weird. Isn't that weird? Just thought I'd say how weird that was.
Yeah.
Imagine having not warm blood. You got cold blood. They're not even cold blood necessarily. They're just not heated blood. Like they can't make their blood warmer or colder. Because there is a lizard that has a higher body temperature than humans do because it lives in the desert and it wants to just be in the sun all the time.
But it can't produce that temperature. It has to just rely on the sun.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like a little solar panel sat there. Like, it's just, it needs that. But that's the thing, it does need that kind of heat. Otherwise, if you put it in a really cold place, it would struggle because it couldn't warm itself up. Whereas a human, to a degree, you can put them in a really cold place and they'll warm themselves up. And you can put them in a really cold place and hot place, and they'll cool themselves down. So it shouldn't really be warm-blooded and cold-blooded. It should be like, I don't know, like what another name for it, auto-blood.
Yeah, nailed it.
Something like that. Manual blooded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Manual blooded. Great.
Yeah. So going back a little bit about how crazy of a question this even is of removing temperature. How does that even work? Whatever. We got to think about the conservation of energy, right? Because heat is just a form of energy in the world. So, for example, like the sun, does that now give more light because it's not giving out heat as well? Like... that energy's got to go somewhere, right?
Yeah, I was really worried you were going to bring this up because no idea. I'm certain it will have an impact because, yeah, heat is just a form of energy. It's just things moving really quick. What that means, no idea.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because, yeah, conservation of energy means you can't destroy or create any energy, which sounds a bit like a challenge, doesn't it? But apparently...
They've tried.
But like, yeah, then that just means that the sun gives off... it must give off more light. I think that's all it does, is give off light and heat as its energy thing. So if it's not giving off all that heat, it's got to go somewhere. Bright sun, double sunglasses.
That's an interesting idea. Yeah, everything just gets a lot brighter.
Yeah.
Because I was just kind of going to ignore it and pretend that it still does all the heat stuff. We just can't feel the, you know, the particles are all vibrating still and being all energized. We just don't experience that as heat, because that just seemed easier to get my head around, maybe.
This is definitely one where you got to forget about a lot of stuff. Just push it to one side. Don't worry. Otherwise, I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
As well as then, like, friction. I thought maybe there, when you're, like, pushing a box along the floor or something, friction is the thing that's kind of, like, stopping you. But I thought there would be other wasted energy dissipation or whatever from that. But apparently, no, it's just heat is the only wasted energy from, like, friction.
Nah, sound, surely. When you push someone along the ground, you know.
It does. That's true. It's exactly the noise it makes. You're right. I don't know what this website, there was an image on it. All it said was heat. And I forgot about sound because I was looking at a picture.
Yeah. If you turned your speakers up, it'd have been really loud.
That was a loud JPEG I was looking at. Yeah. You're right. I was just muted.
It was just screaming at you the whole time. But
so that then, it would get maybe slightly easier to push and also louder.
Okay, yeah. Because I was thinking about trying to cook food.
Oh, I thought you just meant, like, you wanted to cook your dinner or something now. But you mean for the podcast, yeah.
For the podcast, yeah.
I thought you just were saying, hang on, I need to go. A minute, I'm hungry.
I am also quite hungry. I am also thinking about food in a separate sense. But right now, I'm thinking about cooking food is heat.
Yeah.
How are we cooking anything anymore?
We're using heat to change the form of food from whatever. So, yeah, is everything just raw now?
Yeah, because we also can't refrigerate stuff to keep it cool and last longer.
Oh, no. So not only can I not cook my favourite chicken, but it's rotten anyway, so I don't even want it anymore.
Yeah, so it'll be raw and gone off.
Yeah, raw and rotten. Beautiful.
So I think food takes a big hit, or we all get quite ill, so that's not great.
I'm not eating the chicken, Jack. I'm going to choose something else.
Okay. Well, then what are we eating that you don't have to cook?
Raw fruit and vegetables.
Okay. Does growing fruit and vegetables not require heat? Because obviously I know there's photosynthesis, which is the sun.
But that's like light, isn't it? Isn't it like photons?
This is what I have no idea about, because again, we know nothing about anything. Is photosynthesis the heat energy from the sun, or is it just the photons?
My gut tells me, and my gut is quite smart.
Yeah?
Smarter than my brain, that's for sure.
I think you just listen to your gut a lot more than your brain. I'm not sure it's any smarter.
I ate a rotten raw chicken yesterday, so it's saying a lot of things right now.
Yeah,
I think it's not the heat. There's like little squiggly energy bits that come down from the sun, and the plant eats it up. Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah, that is perfect, I'm sure.
But we don't know now, right? We can't decide. So, I mean, if it is the heat, all plants die. Uh-oh, bad.
Yes.
If it's not that, if it's some magical little particle that they eat, then all good, I think. Maybe the sun makes even more of them particles because it's not giving out the heat.
Maybe, yeah, double bright, double sun. Yeah.
So it's a double helping. The plants are asking for seconds.
We're going to have the biggest veg ever, actually, now.
We're just going to get fat plants now. Like, they're going to be obese.
What we can't make up for in cooked chicken, we can make up for with some massive pumpkins.
Exactly. I'm going to eat obese carrots for my dinner. Thank you.
So there we go. That's the food problem solved. Just lots of massive raw carrots.
Yeah, there's plenty of other food that's raw as well. Like, so, sashimi? I always say sushi, but it's not. That's not true, is it? A lot of sushi can be cooked things as well.
Right.
It's sashimi that is the raw, meaty, fishy stuff.
I mean, I knew that that's sashimi, but I didn't know sushi wasn't that.
Yeah, apparently all something needs to be sushi is, I think it's rice vinegar. That's all it kind of needs. You put rice vinegar on something, bam, you got sushi.
Huh, who knew?
Not me.
Yeah, me neither, apparently.
As well as there's that, back in the day, did you ever have carpaccio of beef?
Yeah, I've had beef carpaccio before, yeah.
And that's weird, though, isn't it? Like, they're just like, don't cook it. Just whack it a lot with a hammer until it gets really thin.
If you make it thin enough, you might not even notice we haven't cooked it.
Yeah, it's just like, why does suddenly making it super, super thin make it okay?
Because,
like,
I think trying to get through a whole side of a cow raw is a bit tough. But I think if you make it thin enough, it slips down a bit easier.
Maybe. It's one of them things where I've always been a little bit like, do I like it? Or is it weird because it's a bit cold and slimy? And I don't like my food cold and slimy.
Isn't steak tartare the same thing? That's just like literally just raw beef.
I think it might be, yeah. And that's like minced up beef, isn't it?
Yeah. I swear that is someone who's just forgotten that they meant to cook it and then just like trying to ride it out. But no, it's meant to be.
It's just a waiter, they put it down and they're just like, nah,
yeah,
that was intended. I meant to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess those things can be served a lot more as long as they're served immediately.
So sashimi, steak tartare and massive carrots. That's our diet.
Yeah, exactly. What about you got like a no-bake cheesecake, right? Or something like that as well. It's in the clue's in the name. They've thought about this problem already that they can't cook it.
Yeah, but I feel like lots of the ingredients that go into it have at some point been otherwise cooked. Like, doesn't it contain biscuits?
We would have a limited supply of already existing biscuits in the world.
Right, yeah.
And then they slowly get used up. Cheesecakes get more and more expensive.
The no-bake cheesecakes slowly get off the menu. Limited edition.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, you do have to melt the butter for a no-bake cheesecake.
Mm.
So can't melt things.
This is what I mean about, like, the states of things. Like, do we still have ice, or is it just all ice that exists stays as ice and we can't change it anymore? Like, everything is just kept in its form it was in when temperature stopped. Or, like you said, everything becomes one temperature.
Interesting. If everything becomes one temperature, then, yeah, if we're picking 21 degrees, then ice melts. We can't cook things or make fire or anything.
No more gas anymore, though.
Some gases are all right, aren't they?
Probably.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, oxygen.
I think that sticks around as gas quite a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a gassy one, that.
Yeah.
So I think some gases are fine, but yeah, other, like, is steam a gas? Is a gas, are we talking about the form of gas? Like a solid, a liquid, and a gas? Are we talking about, like, a chemical that is a gas? Is there a difference?
I don't really know the question you're asking.
Neither do I. I've just gone down a little rabbit hole of...
Yeah, so steam is like trying to be gas, but it's still got a bit of liquid in it.
Right, it's wet gas.
Yeah, it's wet gas.
Yeah. So much wet gas. This train over here, powered by wet gas.
We're rebranded steam to wet gas.
Oh, yeah. If we're going down the other route that you're saying about ice stays ice, fire stays fire, boiling water stays boiling water, then if I, as a, dare I say it, a relatively hot guy, touches a bit of ice, what's happening there? Does it feel cold to me? Because the feeling of cold is the temperature
taken away from you. Yeah,
yeah, it's taking my hotness away from me. I'm glad you haven't quibbled on me referring to myself as hot, by the way. So
I really wanted to, but I thought about it slightly.
I tried not to let you get a word in edgeways because I wanted to own that one.
Yeah, I literally opened my mouth and you just carried a dog and said, okay, I missed the opportunity.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, but yeah, so then what does ice cubes feel like to me? Explain that.
Hard.
We know they're hard. What else do they feel like?
Slippery.
But what is slippery? Is slippery ice because it's melting a bit?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it's like beginning to condense slash melt on the outside.
There you go.
Yeah.
No more slippery ice. So ice skating's ruined.
Ice skating's ruined, yeah.
This episode, wow, this episode just is... It's a stupid one, isn't it, really, honestly?
Yeah, it's a hard one to get your head around. This one doesn't really track that well. We should have gone back to a world without cheese.
Yeah, world without cheese. Let's just start that now, shall we? Gouda. Let's just get into that.
Because I just think the general production of all things, right? Like, I don't know how stuff's made, but I imagine at some point there's heat involved in most things being made.
Yeah.
Things need to get melted or heated up or I don't know.
What is it? It's like plastic stuff, metal stuff, wooden stuff. They're the big ones, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. Glass is just melting loads of sand and
melted sand. I love coming up with new names for stuff, man.
Yeah. So I feel like we can't make anything anymore as well, so that's not good.
That's not good either, no.
So there are some nice things we would miss out on by not having temperature anymore. No cold side of the pillow anymore.
Now, I quite like the cold side of the pillow.
Yeah, same.
Oh, I thought you were saying you don't like it. You sounded quite horrible about
it. No, I'm saying these are nice things we'd miss out on, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
I love the cold side of the pillow in the morning.
Yeah, isn't that nice? You flip it over, it's like a brand new pillow.
Great. Yeah, love it. A cool breeze on a hot day, I would say, genuinely, top five favourite thing.
Yeah?
A cool breeze on a hot day. Oh my God. Are you joking?
Yeah, one of your top things.
One of my top things, yeah.
Okay. Shame you don't really get like a hot breeze on a cold day very often.
Yeah. What's that about?
I feel like there'd be some danger somewhere if that happened. I'm out trudging through the snow and then suddenly a warm breeze hits me. Like, I feel like there's like a fire somewhere or something. I don't know. I'd be a bit concerned.
Can anyone explain why that doesn't happen? Because I've never thought about that before, but you are right. Because wind isn't always cold. I guess wind's always cold, isn't it? Wind's always cooling things down, isn't it? It's all, cool down,
you know. That is wit. That basically, that's what wind does.
But people say you have like a warm front coming in.
Oh, hang on. As well, imagine you go in to open your oven up. What hits you in the face?
Yeah, you're also right. Getting off a plane in a warm country, you get that warm breeze hit you.
Yep, that's what I said. I was right.
Same idea, different situation, I guess.
Yeah, true.
So I guess you do get a warm. It's rare though. It's rare, a warm breeze.
Is that nice, or do you prefer the cold breeze?
Definitely prefer the cold breeze on a hot day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sitting by a fire on a cold day as well, or just generally that feeling of like being cold and getting to warm up, like getting under the covers on like a cold day.
Yeah, that is really nice, except if you get chilblains, right? Have you ever had chilblains before?
I don't know what a chilblain is, no.
A chilblain, I think, happens when you warm up too quickly. I don't really know what's going on chemically, but like it almost makes you itchy.
Oh, okay. Because I used to like want to come and like warm my hands on like the radiator or whatever if I came in. My mum used to tell me not to do that because it's bad for you. Like, you shouldn't warm up too quickly.
Yeah, yeah, you would get chilblains. It just sort of hurts.
Well, I've never had a chilblain in my life and I do it all the time, so I don't think they exist.
Interesting. Wow. You're immune to chill. We should, like, experiment on you to get a cure for chilblains. Maybe you're the chosen one.
Well, I've gone 30 years throughout my life without ever hearing about them, so I don't think it's, like, an epidemic that we need to struggle with. Do you get chilblains a lot?
No, very, very little. But, yeah, if I've been out on a cold winter's day and I get in and I sit by the radiator or by the fire or something, I might get a bit of a weird, like, it's almost a bit pins and needles effect.
Oh, okay.
But and an itchy pins and needly effect on where you're warming it up too quickly. It can happen in your hands, can happen in your legs quite easily, your feet.
I'll have to be on the lookout for some chilblains because I don't remember ever experiencing that.
Yeah, I think we should try and give you chilblains. We should go like make an effort to test your chilblain.
Put my hands in some ice and then like put them on a fire, see what.
Yeah, that sounds great on a barbecue.
Yeah. I think I'd get worse than chilblains.
Maybe.
And then my last one was just like a nice cold drink or slash hot drink.
Depending on, again, where you are. Yeah, that can be very nice. I know if it's a real hot summer's day and you've been out walking loads or something, there is nothing better than getting to have a cool, whether it's water, whether it's a beer or something,
yeah,
even if it's just like a nice fizzy drink that you like, oh, that feeling of it, it's both moisturizing your mouth and throat that's been all dry and everything, but also just the coolness of it, just, oh.
Because I love it when you haven't had a drink in a long time, and then you can drink it, but you feel it like cold the whole way down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that bit. That's so good.
It travels.
It's almost worth just not drinking for a long time just to get that feeling.
This is going back to your whole thing of like, when you lose something, you're really happy that you get it back.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What's the word for starving but with thirst? I'm thirsting myself?
I don't think there is a... Dehydrated?
I'm dehydrating myself. No,
No.
I don't love it. It's close. We'll go with that. I'm dehydrating myself just so I could have that nice feeling of a cold drink. Yeah, kind of.
I see what you mean. Yeah, because more the equivalent of saying, I'm really hungry. What do you say if... Oh, I'm really thirsty. But then what's the opposite of that? Instead of saying, I'm really full.
Quenched.
Oh, I'm overly quenched.
Yeah.
That's too British sounding. The rest of the world aren't going to say that.
Is quenched not a word outside of the UK?
I think it is. It just sounds painfully British to me.
Okay, yeah.
I am overly quenched. Like, you can only say it in that kind of voice.
Because I was thinking about tea. Because I love both tea, you know, tea as if you drink a hot drink.
Yep.
And I love iced tea. The one thing I don't like... Medium temperature tea.
Medium tea. You're an extreme guy. You like your tea to the extreme.
And I don't think we could have iced tea or hot tea anymore. It would all just be medium temperature tea. Why have we got to pick the worst one to only have anymore?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to change our 21 degree perfectness to like whatever good tea temperature is of one of them.
I don't think it's worth it just to have tea to either be freezing all the time or to be boiling.
Because also you then get the wrong one as well. If we make it really cold, the tea, you don't want iced tea when you're really cold.
Exactly. That's when I want the hot tea. Yeah, this is exactly the point. And when I'm hot, I want the iced tea.
So sorry, Jack, warm tea is...
I think I'm just going to have to get used to not drinking tea anymore, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I think there's worse problems, maybe.
In this world, yes. In the current world we're living in, with a world without temperature, yes.
Mm, yeah.
Don't they say as well that a hot cup of tea can cool you down?
Oh my God, I hate people saying that so much.
I'm not saying it, but I'm just saying people say it.
Yeah, people do say it. It's stupid. It does the absolute opposite. The idea of drinking a hot tea on a hot day is so stupid to me. Like, I remember doing it before, like, actually just sweating the whole way through drinking the tea. Just like, this is awful. There is no part of this that cools me down at all.
Because then the same should be true for the other way. If you're really cold, drink like a slushy or something and it should warm you up, which I...
Yeah, exactly. Not going to do.
These people don't say that, do they? Because they're not idiots.
That is a great point. Next time some idiot has the gall to say to me that a hot drink cools you down, I'm going to say, oh, you're drinking ice water, are you, on a freezing cold day?
Go drink a slushy, you idiot.
Yeah, just throw a slushy at them next time.
Are they saying that because it changes your internal temperature to be more the same as the outside, right?
So hotter. Yeah, so I have to work even harder now to cool myself down. What are you talking about?
Because now,
idiot?
Not only is my outside hot, my insides are hot now, thanks.
Now all of me's hot. Oh yeah, we've equalised the temperature to something more hot. Yes, thank you very much. I'm sure there's some science behind why people say it works, but I can tell from an experience of having drunk tea when it's hot, it does not cool you down at all.
They need to do real science experiments on all these types of claims, because I know it's not important as like solving all these world issues and things, but... we just need to know, you know, scientists, tell us the true answers. Is it just someone making it up and, you know, thinking they said, oh, that sounds smart to me, I'm going to say that to everybody, or is there actually truth behind it?
But maybe there is, like, scientifically it is actually lowering, but like, I don't know, as the person doing it, I definitely feel hotter.
It's not a nice, at least makes you hotter for a bit, and then even if it does cool you down quicker or something later, it's like... yeah, why would you do it? Don't they say the same about, like, fanning yourself as well makes you hotter overall because...
oh, because you're using more energy.
You're using more energy, so you're going to get hot and sweaty fanning yourself.
But it feels good. It feels like I'm cooler, so shut up.
Right, yeah, that's your answer, then, is just shut up to anybody that ever tries to help you.
That is most of my arguments to people, to be fair. It's just me shouting shut up at them until they go away.
I thought of something that might be quite nice as well. Very, very low stakes of a world without temperature. But when you go to like a hotel or to a shower that you've never used before, you've always got to have that bit where you're like, right, let's work out how this shower works. And you've got to like experiment with it a bit. You've got to find out what's hot, what's cold, how quickly does it warm up, all this and that. And you've always got that horrible, like, suddenly it just turns freezing cold for no reason and all these horrible things. Whereas now, it'll always be pleasant. You can get in a shower with confidence.
No, but will it? Because I hadn't thought about it until you just mentioned this. All our showers will be cold.
Well, 21 degrees will feel quite cold, won't it?
That'll be really cold, I think. Will it? Actually, I don't know.
I think so.
I have no idea what a temperature of a shower is, but it feels hot.
I'm trying to think when, like, swimming pools in England used to, they don't really do it as often now, have the temperature up on, like, a digital display on the wall of the water. I'm trying to think what that was. I feel like it was, like, 30-odd something degrees, and it still would feel a bit cold. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's crazy heat. Maybe it was more like 19 or something.
No, because I'm just looking at apparently 37 degrees. That's how it feels boiling.
It's more than body temperature, right? Like, so yeah, 21 degrees is going to feel freezing to our bodies with water.
Yeah, it's going to feel like a freezing cold shower. And again, we're going through a list of all of mine. One of my other top five favourite things is just a shower. I love a shower. A nice hot shower.
We are ruining your life, Jack. I'm so sorry.
We're ruining my life. A cool breeze and a hot shower. You've ruined all of my favourite things.
I'm just imagining your first day in a world without temperature. And it's like a Mr. Bean episode.
You know what? One of my other favourite things is snowboarding. Snow's gone as well. What are we doing?
Oh, no. Just one event after the other. Jack turns up. Here he is trying to do his... then he gets all upset.
Iced tea, one of my favourite drinks, ruined.
You look at the camera and you shake your head in sadness and then you move on to the next scene. And it's I would watch that show. That fills me with some sort of happiness.
Oh, or just me being sad constantly. Yeah,
sad Jack. Yeah,
great. So yeah, I'm really not liking this one so far.
Yeah, it's not a good one, is it? I don't think.
I really think I would prefer to have the faff of like having to mess with the shower to get the right temperature than having to always have it freezing cold.
Possibly, yeah. Because again, once you've figured it out, it's only that first time with a new shower that you really have to like work it out. And once you've figured it out, you know, oh, this knob goes to this degree or whatever, and then it's okay. But yeah, we wouldn't even bother having like the red tap and the blue tap, the hot tap and cold tap anymore. It's just all going to be mixer taps now.
Because that's a British thing anyway, isn't it? The hot and cold tap.
It is. Yeah, the rest of the world, or at least America, don't know about that.
I mean, it is a stupid design, the hot and cold tap. Give me a tap would be great.
Yeah, because I always remember as well, I was always told if I ever wanted to get a drink of water, obviously I'm not going to have hot water, but I needed to make sure I ran the blue tap, the cold tap, for a little bit first, because the red tap was like contaminated with stuff or something.
Who's telling you this?
My parents. I think we had a dirty water heater. I don't know.
I think they just didn't want you wasting hot water. And they were just like, if you use the red one, you die.
Well, but if anything, I'm wasting more water because I had to like run the cold tap.
Yeah, but you're not wasting the heating.
No, that's true. But I wasn't going for warm water. Drinking a cup of warm water is punishment in itself. Like,
this is what I said. Like, 21 degrees, yeah, might feel cold in a shower. But I think to drink, that's going to be horrible, right?
Possibly.
I don't know. I have no idea what a temperature of water is normally.
I'm going to go and do some... I'm going to grab a thermometer and do some experiments after this podcast. It's given me something to do. A thermometer? Why do we even say... shouldn't we say thermometer?
Probably, yeah.
Instead of thermometer. Thermometer.
Oh, to be fair, room temperature water is about 25 degrees.
Okay, so it's actually going to be a little cooler than that.
Little bit cooler than that. So, okay. But we could never have a proper nice cold glass of water.
No, it's all going to be... Okay, maybe I'm okay with that still. It's not, like, deadly or the end of the world or excruciating. It's just a bit boring.
Yeah. It's not hot. You're not having to drink hot water.
No.
Do you reckon we could still burn ourselves?
Not if everything's 21 degrees.
Yeah, I guess not.
Because then fire literally can't exist either, right? Like, it's not going to be, like... 21-degree fire.
Good point.
Which would be pretty cool if it could be.
Cold fire, yeah.
Can you imagine? Not even cold, just, like, room temperature fire, like...
Because I find fire fascinating.
Yeah, me too.
And so if you could do that without the danger of setting things alight, that'd be great.
That'd be so good. Pyromania. But then it also wouldn't, like... Well, I don't know. You just can't have it. I think it's impossible to have...
Yeah, it's your fire triangle, right? Heat, fuel, and oxygen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So you're missing the heat because temperature doesn't exist. So now you just got some fuel and some oxygen and can't do much with that.
No.
Does that mean that firefighters are out of a job as well? Nothing to fight against?
Just saving cats from trees and cutting people out of cars. That's weirdly some stuff they do, isn't it?
I wonder what the ratio is of fire-related things and cat/car-related things.
Yeah, I think the cat thing is probably quite minimal, but I reckon it's a higher percentage of the other stuff than you might think.
Possibly. And it maybe depends on where in the world we're talking about as well.
Yeah, because I mean, if you're in somewhere with a lot of wildfires, I reckon they're probably doing quite a lot of fires. But if you're in like the UK, we don't have really wildfires that often.
I do like that, though, that they're called a firefighter. What a cool name for a job. Like, if other jobs were like that.
Yeah, well, police should just be called crime fighters.
Can you imagine? Here come the crime fighters. And a doctor could be a death fighter.
Death fighter, that sounds sick.
Hello there, Mr. Smith. I'm your death fighter. What can I do for you today? That'd be amazing. I love it. A McDonald's worker is a hunger fighter.
Yeah, we should just change all jobs to fighters.
A teacher. I'm a stupid fighter.
Very good. Yeah, I like that.
It doesn't work for all jobs, though. Like, my job doing, like, YouTube and stuff. What would that... Boredom fighter?
Boredom fighter, I guess, yeah. Entertainment is just... I think things become a bit more generic, though, don't they? Because it's hard to specify your job too much.
Exactly. Am I a clown? Or am I, like, whatever? Am I a movie director? Like, we're both boredom fighters.
And what type of boredom fighter are you? Yeah, I do like it, though. It's good. I was trying to find on how much percentage of a firefighter's job is firefighting, but I...
Are they not keeping track?
Well, a random person on Reddit, so the most reliable form of information...
Mainly where I'm getting most of my information from, yeah.
...said that 90% of his calls in his medium-sized fire department are medical-related and only 10% are fire-related.
Are never the two the same? I mean...
Well, I guess so. Yeah, maybe. But, like, a lot of the time as well, even the 10% of the fire ones that are reported aren't actually fires. Like, they've been put out or something by the time they get there. Like, they're, like, trash fire or, like, a bushfire that's been put out or, like, smoke that someone's mistaken for fire. So, don't actually do much firefighting, apparently.
Maybe that just the thought of the firefighters turning up scared the fire.
Yeah, they heard the fighters were coming. They're like, oh, I don't want to get in a fight. I'm out of it.
I'm not interested in a fight, mate. I'm I'm a lover.
I'm not into fight. I was just trying to hang out. It's fine. It's fine.
Moving on. I've moved on. Quickly, let's just head back to, like, cooking and stuff. Do you know what a gas mark is?
Yeah.
You know, like, you put your oven to gas mark 4. Like, what is that just, like, a random unit that recipes have made up? Like, how many gases do you want? Oh, you need 4 of those gases.
Yeah, I've never thought about that before. I mean, I think gas mark might be quite an old school thing. I think it also maybe is only a British thing.
Possibly. Yeah, I know that recipes will often also say a Celsius and sometimes a Fahrenheit thing as well, but is gas mark 4...
I've never used an oven with a gas mark on it, so...
Have you not? Is that just like, would that be the numbers on the dial? You'd switch it to number 4?
I assume so, yeah.
Like a toaster?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, although, isn't that meant to be time?
I don't think it is exactly time. No, it should be, because that would make sense. You cook it for longer and it toasts it more, right? Like, that's an easy thing to wrap your head around.
Because I remember hearing that, like, it's stupid that people thought it was toastedness, but it actually is toastedness. A 5 toastedness.
So, wait, because of time?
No, so I always thought the thing was that people didn't realise it was time, and that was stupid because it's obviously time, but you're saying it's not actually even time, so people weren't stupid to begin with?
I'm not sure, because I think toast, or bread, doesn't toast linearly anyway. Like, you put bread in a toaster, and it won't do anything for ages, and then it starts toasting, and then very quickly, oh, my toast burnt! Like, you can't...
Yeah.
So it would be silly having it to be, like, minutes or time units or whatever.
Yeah.
So toastedness does make sense.
Yeah, you might be right there, actually.
But I still don't understand gas marks. Like, I do wonder. I could have Googled it.
But I guess on, like, a gas hob, that has often numbers that are just arbitrary. It's like you're having a 4 amount of gas... Compared to a 3 amount of gas.
Yeah. Yeah, more gas, please. Up the gas. Chuck it to a 5 or something. Yeah, you're right.
But I don't know if it actually has any relevance. Like, a gas at 4 is always 200 degrees or whatever, you know? You didn't think to look it up, though, no?
I didn't think to look it up. No, I was curious. I kind of wanted to know if you just knew, weirdly. But of course you wouldn't know. Why would you? No offence, but just...
But yes, it does relate to a specific degree.
Oh, okay. There is a conversion from every gas mark to a equivalent temperature.
A 10 gas mark is 500 degrees Fahrenheit or 260 degrees Celsius. A 1 gas mark is 275 degrees Fahrenheit and 135 degrees Celsius.
Interesting. Okay, so they've started up at a higher end where they knew that that is the range of cooking. So instead of just having these big old numbers, they've decided to just be like, okay, let's call that 1. And then we'll go from there in regular units.
Yeah, so basically gas mark 6 or 7 is what I would imagine you're cooking at, or 5, because that's 191 to 220 degrees Celsius, which is normally what people are cooking at.
Gotcha. I put everything in the oven at the same temperature.
I always do everything at 200, yeah. I also don't preheat my oven. I just add more time.
You're just like, I mean, it's probably going to heat up over 3, 4, 5 minutes or something, so I'll just put it in there a bit longer. I wonder if there is a legitimate reason why that's bad.
Probably just because, like, obviously, to cook at a higher temperature for a short amount of time is different to cook at a lower temperature for a longer amount of time. Like, they cook in different ways, right?
True. But sometimes, like, so far it hasn't affected me. I will often ignore the instructions when they say, preheat your oven. That's step one of almost every recipe. And I just, like, I laugh to myself like that. And then I just skip to number two and read from there.
Yeah. Don't insult me by thinking I need time to preheat my oven. It heats itself, thank you very much. I know what it's doing.
What are you going to tell me next? I should have got out of bed this morning. Is that step one? Stop telling me what to do.
Go to the shops and buy this product.
Yeah. Be born. That's step one to cooking a flam.
I'll do it how I like, right? I know what I'm doing.
It thinks it knows it all, you know? It's such a know-it-all. Mm. Stupid recipes.
Do you reckon this would affect the holiday industry at all?
Like travel... people, whatever they're called.
Tourism, yeah.
No, I meant the people that sell you holidays. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are they called? Travel agent, that's it.
Travel agents, but like airlines and just hotels and just general tourism. Because at least here in the UK, I think if you were to ask most people what the primary reason they're going on holiday for...
Hot.
I think most of the time it's just to get to warmer weather.
I'm going for hot.
Yeah, just to get to nicer, warmer weather. So without that, if it's all the same temperature everywhere, yeah... There might be some nicer beaches and some whatever. I mean, that's why I would go on holiday, just see different places. But I definitely know that for a lot of people, it is a big part of it. It's just warmer weather.
Yeah. And I wonder if that is also depending on where you live. Like, if you live somewhere really nice, and I believe it's nice and warm there, like Hawaii or something... Yeah. Are they going on holiday less because it's already... They've already got a lot of what people want?
Or are they like, oh, can't wait to go on holiday to that nice cold place and have some nice cold...
Oh, lovely, wet, cloudy Britain. I can't wait. What a fun time.
Because people do. Like, every time I see people going on holiday to the UK, I'm just like, but what? Why?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Obviously, there's different culture and all these different things, but it still just feels like...
Eh.
You know, I know that, yeah, I like a... There's an explorey holiday, or there's just a relax in the sun and enjoy nice weather holiday. And maybe people that have nice weather all the time, they only ever want that more explorey kind of holiday.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
So, yeah, I mean, at least for English people then, why would we go away when we got all the warm here we could ever need?
It's a perfect 21 degrees year round. Like, people, I would still want to go on holiday. I would still want to see other stuff. And I'm still sure lots of people would. But I still think a lot of people would just not bother anymore if there wasn't really going to be that much better weather where they're going. The whole staycation thing, I think, will become a lot more popular, maybe.
Definitely, I think it will reduce holidaying, vacationing in general, yeah. I've got a big old list of things that are hot and things that are cold that definitely need a rebrand now, if you wanted to help me go through and figure out some new names for stuff.
Sure.
Hot chocolate.
Mid-temperature chocolate.
Yeah, we just go, it's just that now, or is it just... Maybe we go down the route of wet chocolate. Maybe that's good too.
Yeah, wet chocolate. We couldn't make hot chocolate though. We couldn't melt the chocolate. Not at 21 degrees, you can't.
I mean, if you get like cocoa powder, you could still mix it in the milk or water or whatever. Like,
I could almost guarantee there is somewhere in the process of making cocoa powder that involves heat.
Oh, almost definitely. All of these things on the list are probably... I mean, the next one, a hot dog. Can't call it that anymore.
Dog.
okay, let's try to be a bit more creative than just removing a word.
Right. Okay.
And don't say warm dog either.
Well, you already have like wiener, don't you? Like a frankfurter.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah, I do. I do have that, yes. The common cold.
Snotty face.
Yes, your death fighter comes in the room and says, "I'm sorry, sir, I think you have snotty face." That would make things so much better. They should come up with funny names for every horrible disease and illness.
Yeah, sure.
You know, comedy is sometimes the best medicine, right? So
yeah, they do say that.
Also, maybe you might be like trying to give up smoking or something and you go cold turkey.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we just go, if it's really cold, you go raw turkey on it.
That almost sounds like a good thing. Like, if you want to try and give confidence to someone, you'd be like, mate, just go raw turkey on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know why. It sounds like a confidence booster.
he went absolute raw turkey on that.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, or maybe like, maybe a bit over the top even. Like,
yeah, he went nuts.
He went nuts.
He went absolute raw turkey on it.
It's pleasing to say.
I think it sounds filthy, but I don't know why.
I mean, yeah, sure, like, sure.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So, how are we feeling in general then about losing temperature?
Yeah, not good. I think there were very... I don't think we came up with a single positive point, did we?
Not really, no. Nothing that will outweigh all the negative points that we come up with.
And we ignored a lot of pretty cataclysmic stuff and it still seemed pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. Even going to the very minor mundane level, it was still a bit of an annoyance.
Just drinking room temperature tea was enough alone for me to be like, nah, I'm not into it.
That was the straw.
Yeah, losing showers, losing the cool breeze, room temperature tea. No, thank you, I'm all right.
It sounds like a living hell.
At least hell won't be hot anymore. So that's good.
True. Hey, there you go. That's one. Finally, we've ended it on a positive.
Finally found the one positive point. What about you?
Yeah, same. Firstly, I got annoyed that I didn't understand the question.
Well, welcome to my world. This is me on every single one of these.
Well, we're a good, what, like 30 plus episodes in now, Jack. We're certainly at the bottom of a barrel. I mean, the people know this.
Yeah.
And the bottom of the barrel is full of this difficult to actually know what we're even talking about sludge. And
yes,
that's where we're at. So
that's the new tagline for the difficult to know what we're talking about sludge. Yeah. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed the difficult to talk about sludge. But I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any thoughts on a world without temperature, you can contact us on our socials. The links are down below in the description.
But thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.